reason I'm making this video or this episode is to inform individual, not just to inform them, to educate them about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not just about shouting, not just about speaking in tongues, not just about the gift. But a lot of people have forgotten about the fruit of the Spirit, which is 9. You living a life or call yourself a Christian and you have not manifest the fruit of the Spirit. You have not manifest love, joy, peace, long-suffering, faith, goodness, and temperance with self-control. But you call yourself a Christian. And then one of the first thing being a Christian is manifesting love. Jesus Christ said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one toward another." So if you are saying you're a Christian and you are manifesting hate, you don't have the Holy Ghost. If you're a Christian, hey, glory to God, does not manifest peace. The Bible says, follow peace with all men, wholeness without, no man shall see the Lord. So you must be manifesting, amen, the love, joy, and even long-suffering, even goodness. You can't be mean and nasty and call yourself a Christian. Now, I'm not saying that we are perfect beings. We are perfect human beings. But give us something to vouch on by saying you are a Christian and you're manifesting hate. You are a Christian and you're manifesting a war. Because the Bible says, blessed are the peacemaker, for they are called the children of God. So you wonder, does people have the Holy Ghost? The Bible says they have a form of godliness, but they are denying the power thereof, from such turn away. So there's a lot of people that say they have the Holy Ghost, but they just have the ghost. They have Casper, the friendly ghost, but they're not manifesting. The Bible says we shall know them by their fruits. The Bible says trot the Spirit to see whether it be of God, because there's many false prophets have entered into the world. So if you are a Christian, Acts 2:38 say, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So if you want the Holy Ghost, it's a gift. But a lot of people don't want the gift. But they want the only one that signs of saying that they have the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost come with attributes. If you don't have the attributes, that's what the Bible said, always be ready to give an answer according to the, amen, with gentleness and respect. People are very disrespectful. You ask them about God, they're nasty with their answer. But the Bible says, be ready to give an answer of the hope that lies within you with gentleness and respect. So what Peter was saying, always be ready to give an answer of the hope, the faith that's lies within you with gentleness and respect. So this episode is going to distinguish whether or not you need to seek the Holy Ghost or whether or not you need to go to Jerusalem until you be endowed with power. The power is the Holy Ghost, the power to make you live right. Because the Bible says, unto him that's able to keep from falling and to present you faultless. The Bible says, hey, glory to God, they that is born of God does not commit sin. You know what I'm saying? Do you have the Holy Ghost? That's what's on the table. Amen. A lot of people have religion, but don't have a relationship. A lot of people have ritual, but that they're not ready of becoming Christian. So the Holy Ghost, do you have the Holy Ghost? That what this episode is all about is, the Bible says, examine yourself whether that you are in the faith. So do you have the Holy Ghost, or you just have a ghost, or you have just a ikamasanda, or you just have a quickening or shaking? The Bible says, grieve not the Spirit of God. Amen. Grieve not the Spirit of God. A glory to God.
The Holy Ghost, why is the Holy Ghost so important? The reason why the Holy Ghost is so important, because if you have the Holy Ghost, you're going to be raptured. Now you see, and imagine, and glory to God, you taking a trip in a boat, and then a rapture take place, you will be vanished. And imagine, hey, glory to God, you not having the Holy Ghost, you will be left behind. So why is the Holy Ghost so important in Christian life? Because it's not about the thrill. It's about being filled with the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible says, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are none of His. That's why the Holy Ghost is very important. I'd rather have the Holy Ghost than $1 million. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Who is the Holy Ghost? Hey, glory to God. And how do I receive the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is God. Because the Bible says, quench not the Spirit of God. And Peter told Ananias and Sapphira, you have not lied to man, but you have lied to the Holy Ghost. Hey, glory to God. You can receive the Holy Ghost by laying on of hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you can receive the Holy Ghost by the spoken word. Hallelujah. So somebody out there, hey, glory to God, do you want the Holy Ghost? The Bible says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody right now, hallelujah, I give you the Holy Ghost. How do you give the Holy Ghost? By the word being spoken. Hallelujah. You can receive the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God.